Hi, everybody. Terry Brown here at Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Jeff Coble. And Jeff, East Lake Tohopeka Liga was good to you about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it sure was, Terry. I've never heard it pronounced correctly, evidently, because I don't know exactly how to pronounce the name of the lake, but it was very good to me.
Well, we'll just call it East Lake Toho for the rest of the interview. How's that?
That's right.
Well, you fished a weekend series for BASS and had fished around home and done well and went down there and kind of put a strategy together, you and a fellow angler by the name of David Wright, and were able to come out with a victory.
Yeah, you know, Florida typically is not my cup of tea. It fishes differently than most of the lakes that I'm used to fishing. You know, we fish patterns and kind of run and gun spots around here, but that usually doesn't work too well on Florida lakes. Those weed beds are really hard for me to dissect and figure out why one is better than the other one in holding fish. But you have to fish a lot slower down there too. But yeah, we went down there before the cutoff and spent 4 or 5 days, and it wasn't a very big lake, so it didn't take long to see the whole thing and kind of found a couple of ways and a couple of areas we thought might be give one of us a chance to win the tournament.
Well, I want to go into that a little bit. You have a very, very close friend who you fish tournaments with and do a lot of things together. But you guys work together, and it's a business partnership between you two, and you split your winnings.
Right, yeah. We've been doing that since 1996. We started doing that, and I don't know exactly how much we have won total, but it's probably around $950,000 in that length of time.
Well, you're not too bad of a deal in a partnership like that. You know, you need to find one of those once in a while.
Right, that's exactly right. We decided that, you know, at the time that we started, actually, David was still teaching school, which, you know, he was off during the summertime, so he could really practice and focus for tournaments that time of year. And then other times of the year, I had a little more latitude at that time, and I could carry the load. And now, you know, it's kind of reversed. I'm more busy than he is, and he's retired, so he can help us out in some areas now all over the place.
Well, you know, one of the things I guess that we need to mention is the fact that you guys have been great competitors in your area for a long, long time. And, you know, David's name, of course, has come up with BFLs and a lot of other things, but you've won a couple of All-Americans in the process as well.
Right, yeah, back in 2000, 2001, in fact, David was not in the first one I won, but he was in the second one that I won. And actually, we thought we were putting him in the better water on that second one because he was eligible for some bonuses and I was not. But it turned out that I won on the lesser water anyway.
Well, you go out there, and you got to go out there and beat good competition. You know, the weekend series sometimes is one of those trails that people think, well, that's just a guy, you know, that just goes out and fishes on the weekend. But really, there's a lot of very, very good anglers across the country that are now participating in the BASS weekend series.
Sure. You know, we have, I've said before, you know, send Kevin Van Dam to High Rock Lake and let him fish some Thursday afternoon Wildcats and see how long it takes him to win one. You know, those guys know their home waters very well. If we have, you know, we have no advantage on guys around here. You know, they know they spend as much time on these lakes and sometimes more than we do. If we have any advantage at all, it would be maybe since we've been fishing a lot of years and have been exposed to different waters across the country. When we leave our home area and fish against those same guys, then we may have somewhat of an advantage, but that's the only time.
Well, you live on Bugs Island, but you fish High Rock and a lot of the areas around there and have a good reputation there for being one of the guys that are the guys to beat.
Yeah, we have, you know, like I say, we fish team tournaments and BFLs and now the new weekend series for years, and we've established a fairly decent reputation around here as far as, you know, being in the thick of things. We usually concentrate on the championships because they are typically held in the fall season, and that lends a little better to us as far as, you know, offshore crankbait fishing and stuff like that.
Well, you're probably right now in the throes of boat season because you're a representative for Triton Boats as well.
Right, yeah. In fact, I'm in the middle of boat show season. It's kind of, if you know, I have had my weekends planned out all through February, but now I've got to go at the end of February and kind of restructure everything. In fact, I'm trying to, you know, fly back from their pre-practice round in Orlando to a couple of boat shows that weekend. I'm the last man in, but I'm having to rearrange my schedule to fit all this stuff.
Well, you poor guy, you just get to fish a Bassmaster Classic. We're all sympathizing with you.
Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of guys that would love to have had that last spot, you know. That's hard to fish down to just one spot because most of the other segments that, you know, the Federation has six slots and the Opens have, you know, basically six slots and tours and stuff like that have more slots. So I was kind of just fishing for one specific slot. It's kind of like throwing darts at a board. It's really hard to win and get that spot.
Well, you know, Jeff, as a guy that I know is a weekender, and, you know, I think you and Jason Quinn and a couple of the other guys might have caught some heat over this, but in reality, I mean, you're not wanting to be a pro.
Well, no, and I did fish the tour back, what is now the Elite Series, back in 1995, and I fished six events, and after those six events, I decided that the only way that you could compete with those guys was to, you know, quit your job and do it full time, and I wasn't in a position to do that, you know, I kind of backed down a level and started fishing more middle of the road tournaments because I just wasn't willing to gamble and go out on a limb to do that. But, you know, yeah, Jason really to me was the only, you know, what I would call a pro in the tournament. I think the word pro is used way too widely and loosely in this business, but he makes his living fishing and I don't. It's just kind of something that I do any chance I get. And, you know, I like the competition and stuff, and I get all the competition I need at the level I've been fishing at.
Well, no doubt about it. In your neck of the woods, you know, a lot of great anglers have come out of there. You know, you think about guys like David Fritz and a lot of the great crankbait fishermen across the country have come from your neck of the woods.
Sure, you know. In fact, I kind of get branded as a crankbait fisherman because of my association with David Wright. But actually, before I started fishing with him, I didn't fish one very much. I was probably more of a shallow water fisherman before my fishing started with him, and he was more of a deep water fisherman. You know, we've both come towards each other in direction. He's more comfortable fishing shallow now, and I'm more comfortable fishing deep than I used to be.
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember not too long ago, and it might have been at the first All-American you won, fishing cedar trees, you know, cypress knees, some of those kind of things, and it was a flipping bite.
I think that was the FLW that I won back in 96 when they first started. Yeah, I was flipping a jig in around cypress trees down at Santee Cooper. That was back when the lake was really hot, though.
Man, and they were on it, and you were catching big fish, if I remember seeing that film right.
Yeah, it was. In fact, that record held up. That winning record held up for a while. I think I had five that weighed 29.6, which is a personal best for me, for sure. I think it was an FLW record for a while. I don't know if anybody's broken it or not.
Well, I got to ask you this. You know, now you've got to take those couple of weeks off, go down to the Classic, and what kind of preparation? I mean, you know, you're not going to go out, you know, after this, after you win the Classic here, you're not going to go out and fish the Pro Trails, you say. But what happens if you win it? What are you going to do then?
Well, the first thing I do would be get to the bank as quickly as possible with that $500,000 check. But you know, I'd have to go to a boat show the next weekend. Obviously, I'm sure there would be some people want me to do some different stuff, but I think I would pretty much continue to do exactly what I'm doing now. You know, just fish as much as I can and keep working on the business side of the sport. You know, there's a lot of great anglers out there that deserve. They put more effort and, you know, went out on a limb to do this, and I don't want to take anything away from them. I just feel like I'm better off. I think I'm worth more probably on the business side of the sport than I would be as a pro angler.
Well, Jeff, I tell you what, that's pretty humble to say that because you are a big-time good fisherman, and we wish you the best of luck at the Classic and congratulations on a great win on the weekend series.
Thanks, Terry. I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Classic.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.